Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of March 29th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. So this week we're going to have Josh on the show, a returning guest, and then next week we're going to have Dustin, and finally we're going to have Travis on during the second week of April. Both Dustin and Travis are going to be new to the show, so looking forward to hearing what games they're going to be bringing into the mix. Josh did play It Takes Two with his sister. He completed the game, and he'll be on the show to talk about that, as well as other games that he's been playing. Personally, I haven't been playing a whole lot. This week kind of flew by, and to be honest, I spent a good chunk of time just kind of relaxing. I played a little bit more Avengers, which is not relaxing, but I think I talked about how much I wanted to talk about Avengers coming back. I really want to see if they add more content to that game before I really give it another shot. It's hard to say. That game, I want to love it so bad because I love the Marvel Universe, and it deserved better. And I don't want to go down this rabbit hole again because I feel like every time I bring it up, I go down this rabbit hole. So here's the thing. Avengers, I will probably leave to the sidelines. I keep poking my head in just to see what's up. But honestly, I think once you get through that campaign content, and you know, it's funny, I said I wasn't going to talk about it, but here I am talking about it. Once you get through that campaign content, it's just like, okay, wait for something new. And that's kind of where I'm at. All the new content's free, so I'll check it. You know, I'm not going to sell the game. I'm not going to get my money back for it. So why would I sort of toss it now? I don't even think you could get $50 for it, Canadian, so still enjoying that. I don't know if I shared this story. I think I tweeted about it, so last week, now I can't remember. No, it was after our show. I went to play Avengers, and every time I boot up the PS5, it would, and I haven't tried it since. Every time I boot up the PS5, it would try to reinstall the PS4 version of Avengers. Because I've deleted the PS4 version, I have the PS5 version installed, but the PS5 version requires the PS4 disc to authenticate and run. So I must think I want it in there. And I do have extended storage. So technically to have it installed on the extended storage, just so it doesn't install again, is probably fine. Like it's not going to hurt anybody, but it is a weird feature, you know? And so that being said, it was just really annoying. So I thought, okay, I've tried deleting the game through the settings where I specifically say delete the PS4 version, keep the PS5 version. And that has solved that issue, but it didn't solve the reinstallation issue. And then the other day I said, oh, I'll try deleting the PS4 version from the home screen. Oh no, that deletes all of Avengers, both versions. So it's a mess, and I hope they address it. But at the end of the day, if it installs it again, I'm just going to let it. And I'll have two versions of Avengers on and connected to my PS5. Whatever. It is what it is. If the game does not want to let go, fine. I'm playing a little bit more Assassin's Creed Valhalla. I think we're far enough away from that game where I can say this, but I did the quest where you sort of, you build the building for the, I don't remember her name, but she comes from Norway. She arrives late. And she's kind of like the, I don't even know how you would like describe it, but she's the, I guess maybe the cleric of the group, but she mixes you like a potion and you drink it and then you turn into Odin, but you're not Odin. You're just kind of running around. What's the place called? Why am I blanking on this? You'd think, you know, Thor's there. Jotunheim gets dropped, Loki's there. What is happening to my brain? What is that place called? Oh my gosh, I gotta look this up or else it's gonna drive me crazy. Valhalla, Zeus realm. Why? Asgard. Wow. Okay, so I got to the section where you go to Asgard, and I'm doing that, and that's a longer segment than I thought it would be. And I'm kind of like sitting here thinking, I want to go back to the Assassin's Creed stuff because that Asgard section is pretty long. It's cool, and it's kind of like they, and I don't know if this was the same for Origins. I don't remember as much in Odyssey, but it's kind of like they removed the modern stuff in order to implant more of this fantasy historical stuff. And I'm okay with that swap because the modern stuff was not as interesting. It was more story building, but it's not as interesting as exploring Asgard and seeing all those characters. So it's interesting. I know I can exit Asgard and go back and forth whenever I want. And they have like story reasons for that, but I kind of figured like this is the path the game has sent me down, so I'm kind of going to continue down it, and hopefully there's like a natural off ramp to move on or to move on and come back. So that hasn't happened yet, and I am playing in fits and bursts, so it's not like I'm sitting there completing Asgard and then coming back. What else have I been playing? Oh, well, the reason I've been busy and kind of just relaxing when I have the time to play is, so on Summoner's Call, we mention it here, I mention it here every week, and I might mention it on the Gamers Inn, but every week, Eddie and I on Summoner's Call, we try to plug away at a game club, and this time we're playing through Three Houses, the Claude route. Have not played through Claude's route before, so it's, I'd say new, but really the first part is kind of similar across the board outside of, you know, a few character differences and dialogue choices. And dialogue from the other supporting characters. So I've been playing that, and I for the longest time I was kind of treating it as homework, and then this week I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna play it and enjoy it, as opposed to sitting here like, oh, gotta get through the monastery again. And I really enjoyed it, but it kind of took up a lot of my, you know, not a lot, but a chunk of my gaming time, so I haven't really been, and there's really not anything new this week. I'm probably going to check out Outriders. I am going to check out Outriders for next week because it's going to be on Game Pass. But with Three Houses, I've been doing some paralogues and I've been kind of working my way through the game. And you learn a lot in your first playthrough of Three Houses that you wish you knew before you learned it. And one of those things is recruiting characters and how that works, because I remember my first playthrough, I think I recruited one character in part one, and it was the easiest one because I was a female Byleth, and there's a character that will join you automatically. Sylvain will join you just by talking to him because you're female Byleth. And that was the only character I had recruited in part one. So in part two, you know, you interact with those other characters, but it's not in a good way because they're on the opposite team. And this time around, I was like, okay, I'm going to recruit basically everybody from the Black Eagles that I can, because I have that that support level built up from my first playthrough. And I'm going to try to recruit as many as I can from the other houses as well before I move into part two. So that's kind of what I've been doing as well, is just kind of building out that roster of characters and having a good time with it. Plus the addition of the DLC. I never really dabbled with the DLC in a full playthrough, so that's been fun. But yeah, I might bring that up. I think Josh has played Fire Emblem. I'm pretty sure he has. But the news, we'll go over the news as well in the show. I don't have anything that kind of pops out at me from the week. It's been pretty quiet. Oh, here. So Valve is going to be, has announced a Steam Next Fest that's happening in June. So that'll be exciting. And also Ghost of Tsushima has a movie in the works. That's also exciting. And the person who's going to be directing it will be Chad Stahelski. Oh, I got there. Stahelski. He's the dude behind the John Wick franchise. So he's going to be, you know, trying out Ghost of Tsushima. I think that'll be exciting to see that game turned into a movie. Moving over to Summoner's Call, did talk a little bit about Three Houses. Our game club is continuing, so we'll have an update on that this week. We'll actually be posting a day late because we had no Faye news to discuss. And I thought, well, rather than, you know, we've kind of committed to a modified schedule where if there's a very quiet week in Fire Emblem Heroes, we'll take a hiatus for the week and come back strong the next week. But I felt like we took a couple of breaks and had a couple of minis, so I didn't want to do that. So we've kind of shifted our schedule, knowing that we should have the Mythic Hero revealed Sunday night, and then we can talk about it Monday. So we're recording Monday this week, and we'll actually be recording Monday for 3 weeks after that, just due to a scheduling shift on Eddie's side. So we'll be making that shift. So you'll get the mini on Monday at noon or around noon, and then you'll have Summoner's Call Tuesdays, and you'll have Gamers In finally on Wednesdays. That is going to do it for this mini. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Thanks for listening. Have yourselves a great week.